Abel, Autumn 2023 Newsletter. Abel, Audio and Braille Literacy Enhancement, Incorporated. Providing alternative ways for people with print disabilities to read. Central Library Building, 803 West Wells Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53233. 414-286-3039. www.ablenow.org. See you at the luncheon. Able's annual volunteer recognition and benefit luncheon is coming up fast. Please join us from 11:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursday, October 26th at the Italian Conference Center to honor our Able volunteers, support our mission, and meet some of Able's student recipients. Register at https://www.ablenow.org/news-events/annual-luncheon. Complimentary parking and wheelchair access. Details on our website. Register by October 11th. This year's luncheon will once again feature a presentation by Milwaukee Public School students who are blind or visually impaired, providing them with the opportunity to meet and thank the donors and volunteers who make it possible for them to receive classroom materials at the same time as their sighted peers. Our volunteers receiving awards this year are Braille, Barbara Althwin, 25,000 hours. Chris Drollinger, 1,500 hours. Cheryl Esquilin, 5,000 hours. Vidya Girish, 500 hours. Janet Kiekhofer, 2,500 hours. Dale Keen, 1,000 hours. Karen Riccobono, 500 hours. Leonard Zaworski, deceased, 2,000 hours. Audio, Ellie Bradish, 250 hours. Susan Knorr, 500 hours. The value of volunteers. The time, skills, and energy that our volunteers provide are invaluable to us and to those we serve. While we don't think about our volunteers' service in terms of dollars and cents until it's time for our annual financial review, the independent sector, www.independentsector.org, calculated a value of $31.80 per volunteer hour for 2022. In 2022, our volunteers gave 9,256 hours of service. We can't possibly thank each and every one of our volunteers enough. Opportunities to support our luncheon. We'd like to thank each of the generous sponsors of this event and give special recognition to our audio and braille advocate sponsors. IBVI, Industries for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Incorporated. Beyond Vision. Would you like to join them in sponsoring this annual event? Your sponsorship will enable us to continue bringing information and literacy into the lives of so many. See our sponsorship levels on page 4, or visit our website at https://www.ablenow.org/news-events/annual-luncheon/sponsorship/opportunities/. Thank you. A warm welcome to our three new board members. We're excited to introduce you to our three newest ABLE board members who joined us in 2023. Ann Johnston is a workforce consultant and trainer, including DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, who is sharing her expertise with us as we seek to address DEI issues in our work among staff, board members, and recipients of our services. Anne is also a book builder sponsor for our upcoming luncheon. Guadalupe Crapo has also joined our team. Guadalupe was an intern with us in 2008, and since 2009, she has volunteered as a blind adult mentor with Braille Games. Now we are excited to have her on the ABLE board. She is a Braille reader and Braille advocate and a special education paraprofessional with Milwaukee Public Schools. Shinju Hippie, also a Braille reader and Braille advocate, has just joined our team in August. Shinju has also been a Braille Games volunteer. She is a longtime recipient of ABLE services, who received learning materials throughout her elementary and high school years. ABLE has enabled me to be successful in many areas, from Latin to academic decathlon to feeling like an actual adult in reading my own menu, says Shinju. See our annual report at ablenow.org, which includes our full board of directors and staff list for 2022. Blasting off with Braille Games. The 2023 Braille Games on May 11th was an amazing success. Nearly 30 children from Milwaukee Public Schools and surrounding school districts from as far away as Oshkosh had a blast at the games this year. Focusing on astronomy, the sky was the limit. Children were fascinated by the tactiles of the moon supplied by NASA. Everybody was able to blast off a replica of a rocket. Braille was very much a part of the day as children made words with Braille blocks, read about the moon, wrote a story about exploring their own secret planet, and played a board game, Race to the Moon. ABLE collaborated with the Milwaukee Public Museum, Vision Forward, and the Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library, with blind adult mentors lent to Braille Games by Beyond Vision to put on Braille Games. This is an annual event that provides activities emphasizing the importance and relevance of Braille for blind children. We were grateful to be again at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Page 3, Braille Books for Children. We are so grateful to the Forest County Potawatomi Foundation for supporting our book project to put 100 Braille and print copies of the book Tenacious, 15 Adventures Alongside Disabled Athletes, into the hands of Braille readers throughout Wisconsin. In Tenacious, you will meet 15 remarkable athletes who use adaptive equipment in this beautiful and truth-telling picture book. A downhill skier whose blindness has sharpened her communication skills. An adaptive surfer who shreds waves while sitting down. A young man who excels at wheelchair motocross but struggles with math. Tenacious tells their stories and more, revealing the daily joys and challenges of life as disabled athletes. Author Patty Cisneros Privo is a 2-time Paralympic gold medalist and proud mom and partner. She also works as the University of Wisconsin Health Program Manager of DEI. Patty experienced a spinal cord injury in college, but went on to compete in wheelchair basketball at the Paralympic Games. At ABLE, this book project continues an initiative we started in 2018 to get more Braille books into the hands of blind children throughout Wisconsin. This book has also been read in our state-of-the-art sound center by volunteer reader Tiffany Tinsey. Because of the partnership with the Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library, the audio version of this book will be made available to over 310,000 individuals throughout the whole country. Say goodbye and say hello. We say farewell to Dylan Shanahan, who served as our audio manager and tactile assistant. He was a wonderful member of the ABLE team and an amazing tactile transcriber. He was always eager to take on new challenges. Thank you, Dylan. We wish you all the best. Stephen Strupp was promoted from audio assistant to the audio manager position. To replace Stephen's position, we hired audio specialist Tim Turton, who hit the ground running. Tim is a very capable sound editor who is already loved by our volunteer team. Tim adds, "I'm thrilled to join the ABLE team as audio specialist and very honored to have been selected for the position. Having endured 17 Milwaukee winters, I consider myself a true Wisconsinite, but I am originally from Cambridge in the south of England and worked in London's music industry. After emigrating to America, I worked as an audio engineer and music composer at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee's Third Ward, before diversifying into marketing, video production, and animation work. I'm grateful for the opportunity to return to working in audio for such a fantastic organization." Hello, Amy. For tactile transcription, we had the great fortune to hire Amy Roseski to be our Braille Department Intake Coordinator and Tactile Transcriber. Amy says, "After seeing the 1951 movie Bright Victory, in which a soldier is wounded in World War II, loses his vision, and undergoes O&M, orientation and mobility, and Braille education, I was moved to find a position working with blind and visually impaired individuals. This eventually led me to becoming a one-to-one instructional assistant, transcribing many tactiles for a few different blind and visually impaired students for about 5 years. I am very happy to now be a part of the wonderful team at ABLE. I live on a 35-acre farm in Waterford with an elderly family member who is my best friend. We have one horse, Rocky, 5 indoor cats, and feed a few hungry ferals who live outside in our numerous buildings. I love listening to music, watching old Hollywood movies, and spending time tending to our gardens." Opportunities to support ABLE's 58th Annual Luncheon. Audio and Braille Advocate, $3,000. 2 minutes of podium time to share your company information and mission. Public acknowledgement and display of logo during event. Table for up to 8 guests. Public acknowledgement on ABLE's 58th Anniversary Event webpage, Facebook, and email blasts about the event. Full-page message and program booklet. 5.5 inches by 8.5 inches. Name recognition at event. Placement of marketing materials on each table in accessible formats. Book builder, $2,000. Table for up to 8 guests. Public acknowledgement on ABLE's 58th Anniversary Event webpage, Facebook, and email blasts about the event. Half-page message in program booklet. 5.5 inches by 4.25 inches. Name recognition at event. Placement of marketing materials on each table in accessible formats. Literacy leader, $1,000. Table for up to 8 guests. Quarter-page message in program booklet. 5.25 inches by 2.12 inches. Name recognition at event. Education enhancer, $500. Table for up to 8 guests. Name recognition in program booklet and on table. Please send your logo to kderr@ablenow.org. Thanks. End of ABLE Autumn 2023 Newsletter.